let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The award-winning book, Four-Legged Heroes, The Mama Magina Books by Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman, presents three incredible stories that will transport you into a world of canine courage, endurance, bravery, and fortitude, which can be called nothing less than miraculous. Animal lovers will be brought to tears, and new fans of the Husky will be created for life. These are stories that are adventurous, heartwarming, and never to be forgotten. Four-Legged Heroes is recipient of the prestigious Pinnacle Book Achievement Award. Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman is an award-winning author, a child advocate, a wildlife photojournalist, a scientific conservation worldwide researcher, a social entrepreneur, and a woman musher. She's been published in numerous poetry magazines and books and has been bestowed the Outstanding Achievement Poetry Award from the International Society of Poets. Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman, author of Four-Legged Heroes, The Mama Magina Books, coming our way on This Week in America. Mary Virginia, welcome to the program.
And thank you so much for such a pleasure to be with you on such a platform today, because you have such a great program and I'm so happy to be a part of it today.
Well, I am happy to have you here and so much to talk about and what you're doing in the first of the series. And we'll talk about that as we go through. But what was the reason for writing the book, the motivation? How did this all come about?
Well, actually, I wanted to write a book that would awaken creative activities in children's minds, and also to especially evoke good character habits, which our children are lacking these days, good character traits, and children's personal value codes. That's the intent of the book, and not only for that, for children, but also for parents to heed those things as well toward their children and for their children.
And you've done an excellent job in the book. The book, by the way, Four-Legged Heroes, The Mama Magina Books by Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman. We'll give you that throughout the program. We've got all the information up on our website. How do you come about to use animals to depict the noble traits you talk about?
Well, children relate to animals in all sorts of ways. And therefore, in the teaching children and showing them how animals have these wonderful, noble habits of life, because even adults do not know the characteristics of our noble animal traits that are out there in the wild animals. And for instance, like elephants. Elephants take care of their young, they take care of their wounded, they take care of their burial, they never leave their wounded alone, and all other species do the same. They take very good care of their pack of wolves. They take care of the young ones. They teach them, they discipline them, but they do it in a very fine way. They are not brutal with their loved ones. And that's something that children need to grasp at a very young age, and we want adults to teach that to them, and therefore that is what my book is sent to do. Exactly that, for adults to learn as well as children.
You know, and that is so true. In reading the rave reviews that you have for your book, Four-Legged Heroes, people say, this is great for kids. It's great for me as well. We can read it together. I can read it myself. I can have the kids read it and discuss it. So there are lessons for adults as well in your book. In the book, you've got a Spirit of the Wolf discussion worksheet. Talk about the importance of that.
Oh, yes, indeed. Is that worksheet is probably meant more for the adults to teach the children, because when you take different character traits and separate them like courage, faithfulness, vigilance, loyalty, inner strength, and perseverance, well, if parents will do that with their children, talk about each one of those values and what those values really mean to your personal life. And therefore, that's why we have the worksheet, to help children and parents to help children and for parents to learn themselves exactly what those traits really mean and to think about them spiritually as well as physically.
Again, coming back to this book is designed for everybody, whether you're 6 or 60 or 90. You can learn something in the book and be entertained at the same time. The author of Four-Legged Heroes, The Mama Magina Books, The author is Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman with us on the program. Video version of this, by the way, available on YouTube. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to go to videos, click on the icon there and watch the video portion of the program. What do you think about today's generation on rearing children, how to rear children? You obviously have some strong thoughts on that, and you're concerned about that, and you're putting messages out there to help us. What do you think of the way we're rearing children today?
Well, I understand in talking to teachers and to psychologists, they're very concerned about this generation's children and how they're being raised. Unfortunately, there are too many parents that are taking money as a substitute to their children for parental time, for parental encouragement, for parental enlightenment, and life's values. So consequently, it's very difficult, and it's really an epidemic across America right now, and the teachers and psychologists are appalled at what's happening to so many children, because they're being raised with harshness, demeaning, mocking, and putting them down and intimidating their self ideas. And of course, that makes children fearful. And then also at a young age, they have the inability to protect oneself. So consequently, this is something we must take very seriously, because we're having an epidemic now in young children that are actually taking their own lives. And this is just appalling. We cannot allow things like this to happen. Children must be reared in a calm state of guidance and love. And that's what love is, in treating children to head in the right direction with the right value system.
So well said, and such an important topic that we're touching on in the program today. You bring it up as you're discussing animals and the love they have for the young, the way they treat their young, in Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman's book, Four-Legged Heroes, the book available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon. It's available worldwide, and we'll talk about that as we go through the program. Why is it important, do you think, to teach children to empower themselves at a young age?
Well, children of this generation are a lot more savvy. They are capable. They are precocious. But they have a lot of knowledge, sometimes the wrong kind of knowledge, but they do not have wisdom. And that's what we need to ingrain in our children. And that is why we need to encourage them with their hopes and their dreams. We certainly want to empower them to take their ideas, and we as parents need to help them to make those things to come to fruition. For instance, like there's a child that wants to write a book, and I just happened to have a young child friend in which she wanted to write a book. So consequently, she went to her parents, and her parents listened to what I had shared with them to do. So the next thing you know, she's writing the book, the parents are helping her, but she's telling the story of what she wants the story to be. Then she has her parents are putting out their illustrations and things, and they have somebody that's helping with the illustration. Well, now today, that child's, the name of the book happens to be The Ballerina Unicorn, Elise, The Ballerina Unicorn. It sells for $5.95. And that is a book an 8-year-old has actually written with the help of her parents to instruct. But she actually wrote the book. And then another child that I know very well, as they wanted to make a house, a clubhouse. So the father went ahead and helped the child to do the construction work, but is teaching the child to do it. Eventually, that child, by the time he became 18 years old, he even began to make his own little house in his backyard that he used as a studio and a workshop. But at the same time, we need to pay attention to what our children's dreams are, and if there's some way we can help them to have the knowledge now, they will follow their dreams and not be taken up in other attitudes with what's going on out there in our world, which is very detrimental to children, health-wise, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
And there are things out there that work in our favor. I guess we just need, as parents, to be able to find them, tap into them, as you talked about in those stories where these young people have been able to tap into their dreams at a young age and be successful. I know one of your mantras is be your own hero. Talk about the importance of that and why that's key to your life.
I love that. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, I want to teach children and show them how to create their own destiny by absorbing these traits that we're talking about, two for success and self-fulfillment. In today's technology, children do not think for themselves anymore. In fact, most of it is already spent out there on television or on the iPods, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, children are not creating in their own mind. That's the wonderful thing, Rick, about radio, is radio always was used to stimulate creativity and innovation and imagination because children had to think and envision in their own mind what they were hearing over the radio. So we need to bring radio back, that's for certain. But what we did with our book at one point in time is we did an experiment with a school in Arkansas. And we put that book out there with all the students with one particular class that was a very hard class because a lot of children in that particular class were very, very seriously bad in their behavior. And their parents were neglecting them and at the same time were giving them money to buy and do whatever they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. Well, at any rate, the behavior was pretty serious because these children were getting to be 11 and 12 years old. So we experimented with the book to see how the children would react to it. And as a matter of fact, 2 weeks after, they loved the book because they were relating to animals in the book and the good characteristics of noble traits yes. in animals. And the next 2 weeks, the classroom and teachers began to see the change that was taking place. And therefore, some of them, even the worst children in that particular class, what have you, began to actually even say thank you to the teacher for something that had been done because they were catching on to what the animals were doing. And since children can relate to animals in many different ways, what have you, all of a sudden, that was their hero, were the animals and how the animals were behaving. They decided, I want to be like that too. So that's what I try to put into children's mind. Don't copy things that are not good for you out there. Stop and think, be your own hero. Make your own code. Make your own value system so that your dreams can come true, not the copy of somebody or something else.
Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman is our guest on the program, author of Four-Legged Heroes, the Mama Magina books, the first in that series. We'll talk about that. The book, by the way, recipient of the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award, talking so much about animals, what we can learn. And everybody likes looking at animals, hearing about animals. If we follow some of their characteristics, we'd all be better off. And I want to talk about that and conservation as well. You've been involved in conservation, I think, almost your entire life. What's your relationship with conservation? I mentioned your background as scientific conservation, worldwide researcher, a wildlife photojournalist. Talk about that attachment you have, that relationship with conservation.
Well, I must give wonderful a bow to my parents because my mother and father were both nationalists. My father was an internationally known surgeon and he received the World Health Forum Award of Medical Achievement over 60 different countries. And he received that award in Dallas, Texas a number of years ago. George H.W. President Bush made the tribute at that particular point in time. And my father, being involved as a surgeon and knowing the human body and animal bodies as well, he was also very, very conservative in his attitude towards animals and how in ecology we have to have our animals, we have to protect them, we have to know about them, We need to know that how those animals make the difference in our own life in regard to the ecology and the balance of ecology. And he taught me all of those things from the time I was at his knee. So consequently, I've tried to go forward in my own life and carry out those same traits. And I do go all over the world in various areas in Africa and elsewhere where we have animals that are in danger, to help the local people to understand how important their livestock in regard to animals, how important they are to their country, and how they need to learn how to live alongside of those animals, which can be done. And Dr. Laurie Marker is doing a fantastic job in the media as I speak in regard to saving the cheetah. We can do that with all of our animals, and as a matter of fact, there is many videos out there showing how humans are now being able to interact with animals in an appropriate way. So we can still raise cattle, we can raise crops, we can do many different things because we educate the human side to know how to plan, how to have good animal husbandry, and also how to learn how these animals behave so they can work side by side. It's a wonderful story, especially with the gorillas in Rwanda. And therefore, that's another story for another time. Rick.
And I would love to be able to do that because it's so important, isn't it? And you were doing really important work, not only in this country, but worldwide, as you mentioned. You're not doing it for fame and for recognition, but you've had fame and recognition. How does it feel to get awards and accolades for the recognition for the fine work you're doing?
Well, that's always a surprise, you know. And actually, if I do receive recognition, which I feel honored and I do appreciate it, but I feel like a turtle on a fence post after a flood. How did I get here? And obviously, at the same time, you have to know that as a human being, you appreciate, of course, having your face put upon an award. But in actuality, there's no man as an island, number one. Number two, there are people that maybe are nameless faces out there, but they have helped me to make that situation come to fruition and be successful, which I'm very grateful for. So when I do receive the award, I do it in their name.
And this book is an award-winning book. Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman, yeah, is the author of Four-Legged Heroes. The book is available at Amazon. It's available Barnes & Noble, basically wherever books are sold. It's available in England as well. Let's talk about that because I think it was featured in a bookstore in England, and it's available there as well. The book is doing well internationally, and it has to be exciting as well. This is an international best-selling book.
Well, I thank you for that, and I pray that those who read the book and take the book under their wing, that they receive those values that I'm trying to spread to children and to adults alike, because it's the way to live good, and it's called humanity to humanity.
And that's something that's sadly lacking in so many elements of our lives. It's why the book is so important, Four-Legged Heroes. Talk a little bit about your philosophies of life. You've had such an amazing life, done so many things, helped so many people. What are some of your basic philosophies?
Well, I guess one of my very main ones is giving. Giving is a virtue, and it's a God-given virtue. And giving is an act of love. And philanthropy is simply love practiced with discipline. But no matter how small or how large you give when it comes to money, it's an affair of the heart. It is not of the pocketbook.
You have done so much. What are you hoping still to accomplish? I know you have many things that you're working on. What do you want to accomplish in your life?
Well, I think there are many things that we as human beings should or want to accomplish in our life. But I think the main thing for me is I would like to hope and pray that whatever I say or whatever I do or whatever I can help someone to accomplish, I hope with all my heart that that will make someone else look at life perhaps from a more mature situation, to look at life with a different pair of lens than what we're seeing out there in today's marketplace. And in doing that, I'm hoping that it will send a message to others that they will want to not only accomplish something that is productive and is fruitful to not only each other, but to our fellow man as well as our animals as well. And that's what I call, as I spoke about earlier, that's what I call humanity, man's humanity to man.
And we're back to sort of be your own hero, which is one of Mary Virginia's mantras. And it's something very simple and something that we all can store in the back of our mind and use it as motivation. I mentioned Four-Legged Heroes, part of the Mama Magina books series. Talk about that. What books are you working on now?
Well, I actually have two more in the works. One is called Spots, and one is called Manes. Now, I'm using animals again.
Yes.
And I'm bringing them in some very true stories that I myself have experienced with animals will really surprise a lot of people, because I taught baby talk to animals. And people used to, scientists that I work with, they used to laugh at me about that, because I would speak to scientific people, animals that I was working with, I would talk baby talk to them. Now, here's the secret. If you talk baby talk to an animal, two things happen. One is the animal feels no threat from you, and the other is like you're not afraid of them. So you're a curiosity. They allow you to get fairly close to them. You have to always know you have to handle these things in an appropriate way. But over a period of time, I would get to know those animals, because I would go back to Africa every year to be able to do game counts and things.
Yes.
That would help scientists in what we were trying to do, to study and to also teach the local people that these are your animals in your country, and this is how you learn how to live side by side with them. So therefore, the spots, of course, what does that tell you? That tells you we're going to talk about leopards. We're going to talk about tigers. That would be the stripes book. But the spots book are going to be about cheetah and all the wonderful things that are happening, plus what Laurie Marker is doing scientifically in Namibia to save the cheetahs from becoming extinction. Now, when it comes to the manes, you know exactly what that means. That
yes.
means lions. And I love lions, to talk about them. And I'll talk to you about also Kevin Richardson, who is a very, very good friend in South Africa. And he is working very hard to take care of lions, to show and teach with sanctuaries type of thing, that how it's important that we take care of our lions or any of our predators, because they keep everything in balance, flora and fauna. We have to pay attention to it. We as human beings, if we want our planet to be the way we say we do, you've got to pay attention to the animals as well as the humankind. And oh, by the way, MIT, you can look this up. At MIT right now, we are even having scientific experiences in regard to teaching human beings how eventually we're going to be able to relate to our human, to our animal from the human side. Sounds impossible, but I guarantee you it's coming along. And you all remember about Coco, who unfortunately has passed away.
Yes.
Our wonderful gorilla that from the lowlands that Dr. Penny Patterson has. And we learned so much from Coco in regard to how Coco would learn how to do through sign language with us. But, and I have worked with gorillas in Rwanda that had been habituated to work a little bit with humans, as it were. That's another good story. I'll be happy to share it all with you at another time.
We have got so much to talk about, and you teach us so much. We learn from Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman, our guest on the program. We learn from her book, Four-Legged Heroes, the Mama Magina books. This is book number one in the series. Several more to follow, and hopefully we'll be able to have Mary Virginia back with us and talk about that. The book is an award-winning book, beautifully illustrated, great messages, teaching us so much about behavior of animals and what we can learn. It's teaching is a courage, endurance, bravery, fortitude, so much, so well expressed in Mary Virginia's book, Four-Legged Heroes. Book available basically wherever books are sold internationally. I'll send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mary Virginia, this has been a pleasure. The time has gone by way too quickly. We need to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been great to have you with us.
It's been a pleasure to be with you today, and God bless all.
Thank you very much. Our guest is Mary Virginia McCormick Pittman. The book is Four-Legged Heroes. You'll find it available at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.